old routine.
First we'll approve the minutes of August 27th, 2024.
I make a motion, we accept the minutes as written.
I second.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Any additions or deletions?
No.
Voices?
If you want to throw those, you can. I just didn't take the time to do it, and it was holding your pens down, so it's fine.
Well, I'm sure this happened with your group too, but we had a lot of people thank us.
Yes, yeah. They were very appreciative. I was just at that to Gaston. It's really a good service, and people are appreciative.
But of course, we didn't tell them to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we did not know. So appreciated of us.
I was surprised with the number that had water. Even today, I got soaked. There was some with water in them.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Well, it's hard to get the water out.
You can. Yeah, it's almost impossible to get the water out of a tire.
We'll just add short Leanne and pull them out of the back of a truck chute. Yeah. Just getting it out all over you.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I don't know who Mike sent the number of tires to, but it wasn't me. I did not get a text.
It should be on his phone, though.
You would think, but he was working. So I didn't. I was like, it's not worth. So that's why I just drove up. It was pretty obvious. It was only 12.
Oh, the big tires.
For that.
Operational stormwater.
Tractor trailer trucks is what they're referring
to. Oh, that's the annual. That's not the renewal. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Operational stormwater from the annual fee.
The renewal fee is something that, but that's going to be a reimbursement for the engineer.
Is it 1 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah. One. That webinar is happening.
It is happening.
Yeah, okay. It's separate.
It's a different.
Okay.
They work with the Vermont Council on Rural Development.
And so is it two?
One. Isn't it one?
It's at one. I'm going to try to be there tomorrow morning. I have it on my calendar. It just depends what happens at the recycle. We got to get those tires out. So I'm making that my priority. But I should be there at the gateway, right?
Yeah.
What's at the gateway?
So it's the local,
it's with the governor of the council.
It's the Capital for a Day, that's what they call it.
Oh, yeah. Good, nice.
But you're going to go, right?
I'm sure. Trying to go, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right. So.
Yeah. I don't have tires on my calendar. That's it. Steve.
All right. Let's see. Our
EQ tank project started. So Mountain Air showed up and the, all the materials on site now for so we can start using that big basin as an EQ tank. They got started, they were coring through the concrete. They had to do two cores and the concrete's 18 inches thick. So
Ooh. They
were 2 days and didn't finish and they left on vacation for 2 weeks. So so they got to come back and finish that. But that once they get the holes cored, it's not going to take them very long.
Yeah.
Got D&D is supposed to come down and take a look at running the power for the pump once it's all set up. The pump is there, everything's there. So looking forward to that being done before the big flows from JP.
Yep.
Troy Pump Station. Let's see, I've received the VFDs for the pumps. We have the drives, the variable frequency drives for the pumps for what will be the new pumps down there. Those are on site. We just got the submittal for the pumps a couple days ago, and I sent that off to the engineer, so they have to look at it, and if there's any comments, we'll get it back to them. But if there's no comments, those will get ordered, and those should be on their way. This month, I think the October 18th, the grinder is supposed to show up. That's already been... The submittal has been approved and that's ordered, so that should show up. So it's turning out that the equipment is going to kind of come in throughout the fall here. So I don't know, regardless of what happened with bids, how much would have gotten done this year anyway. But also, I'm working. Remember, we talked about having a kind of emergency plan if our one pump down there goes down this winter. And I'm talking with Champlin Associates to help me come up with an idea for that, because they have lots of pumps and stuff at their disposal. So
who is that?
Champlin Associates. They do pump station design. They do everything, water, wastewater. Basically, they can come program SCADA. They can design pump stations, and that's who we're getting the equipment for the pump station. Is through Champlin Associates, the pumps and everything we're getting through Champlin Associates. So I talked to Dave Crawford, the owner of Champlin, today, and somebody's gonna come up and just take a look at it with me, so we can, instead of me just trying to figure out what's the best way to, we're gonna look at it and come up with something, because they have, like I said, they have at their disposal pumps and whatever we would need for that. So we're going to come up with a plan. We're hoping, and we want to come up with a great plan that we never have to utilize. Mm-hmm. So I'll hopefully by next meeting be able to tell you we're all set. We're good for the winter. I think that's it on the pump station for right now. I've been in contact with Tyler from Mountain Air, because they're doing that EQ pump thing as well. But he's working on a price that would include all the mechanical and the site work down there for the pump station. They came and looked at it a while ago. So once we have that, we'll have an idea if it's a...
So with Mountain Air, should I tell Ross that he's not going to be needed in the spring?
Probably, because if it works out like that, where if we get a mechanical contractor that works, the he would carry the site contract work. So that would mean the only thing I'd have to do is coordinate bypass pumping and that sort of thing. And I don't think we need anybody else to really coordinate anything at that point, because the site guy will do the concrete work and all that, and then. As I talked with the engineers, and the extension for the wet well, the existing wet well, we're gonna extend it 4 feet, and that can be precast. It doesn't have to be. So they're working on a spec for that, so they can just order that section and be able to set it on. I think that if we can get two contractors that are working under one contract for us, it should be, then they can coordinate all that stuff amongst themselves, and all I gotta deal with is getting D&D there, and whatever we have to do for bypass pumping, then they have to do anything.
But I'm still hearing the word if.
If, I don't, there's nothing, I don't know what the price is gonna be, so if they come back with a price that's just is ridiculous, then we're gonna have to start looking again.
When will we know that?
You know what? I'll make sure I know by next meeting. I'll get on Tyler about getting us a number.
Yeah, because it doesn't have to be Ross, even if he's not familiar with it. I mean,
right.
We'd still probably need to come up with a job description.
Yeah.
If we're not going to use that scenario.
Yeah.
And if we need a clerk.
It's getting to the point, really, just in spending this time talking with people. I've spent as much time almost now trying to find somebody to do that as I would if I just coordinated it myself at this point. So I'm leaning towards, I don't think it's going to be necessary. I think we can deal with it in-house.
Okay.
Because it's going to be preferably one contractor that carries another contractor, so we only have to deal with one of them. Worst case scenario would be two different contractors. I just think at this point we could probably make it happen ourselves. And I think Robert would even jump in and help me if I needed help with some of that stuff.
Okay.
Just based on a quick conversation
we had. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
But Steve, if he gives you a quote now and he's not going to do it until the springtime, how does he... I mean, I guess it's not for us to worry about, but... You know what I mean? Because things change, you know, from now in the springtime. That's just there.
Usually you add like a 10% contingency.
I was wondering if that's
20%
what it was.
Contingency.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So he'll. All right.
That's what Tyler does now. He's a project manager. So a big part of his job is bidding projects at this point. So, but like I said, I'm working with him on the EQ pump project. Their EQ tank project as well. So I'll get on and just tell them we need something so we'll know where we're headed here. And we'll see. We'll see. By this time next year, we won't throw away our emergency plan once we have it developed until we don't need it anymore.
Plan B, C, D.
Let's see, what else have we been... Oh, we finally got our last manhole that we're aware of that was damaged. We got it reset and mortared. The one out behind the new ambulance garage down there in Troy out in the wet, it finally is now dry enough, so we were out there yesterday and got that one done finally. But that's a good one to have done because that one was definitely taking on water. And both times this summer we went down to try to do it, there was still standing water around it. So, so that's done. Stormwater permit, the renewal application is complete. That was by the application. There wasn't it was an annual fee is what you just signed, but there was an application fee as well. But that's gonna, the engineers paid that, and we're gonna reimburse them for it. So that's submitted, and it's been deemed administratively complete. So it's, I don't foresee any issues with it. I hope not. It's pretty ridiculous to have to get an engineer to renew a permit for you. That's the way it is. So that's rolling along. That's all I have on my list. We do have a follow-up on the personnel issue that we can go into executive session for at some point, but that's all I have.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Terry.
I have four. I have some CDs that are coming due. Okay. So there's two from community. One's coming due on September 30th, and one's coming due September 26th. They were both in for 6-month term. The best rate is still a 6-month special right now. It's 4.5 with annual yield of 4.6. I don't know. That's the highest. If you want to keep it, just keep it for another 6 months. And do you want me to, I could put them together, or do you want me to keep them separate? They don't usually fall this way. It's just the way the longer term ones are coming due the same time.
How much are they, Terry?
487 and 50, almost 59.
So So 487,000.
Mm-hmm.
Was that earmarked for? I mean, did it have a saying, like a description next to that one? I'm just wondering if we combined them, if we.
No, that's just the regular.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And we don't have to. I just didn't know if you wanted to, so that they're not coming due, you know, 3-4 days 4 days difference.
I think it would be a good thing to combine them.
Because you got 10-day window, so they can wait and do them all on the 30th. Okay.
59?
I would combine them, and the best rate is the 6 month.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you go anything longer, it drops quite a lot.
Yeah, it drops a lot, yeah.
Might as well do it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably going to drop anyway.
Yep. Yep.
Next time around.
Yeah. Okay, and the other two are from the credit union. There's one that's due October 3rd for $175,864. And one that is September 27th for $307,963. Their sapling, which is a variable, is a 24-month variable for 5.175, with the annual yield is 5.3%, but it is a variable.
But they have another deal, right?
They have a 12-month youth. Regular fixed term. For 12 months, yes, they do. 4.41, and it yields 4.5. That's 12 months. The 6 month is 1.75 right now.
Yeah.
I would go with a fixed.
Fixed 12 months?
I would.
Okay.
I
would.
Okay. Now, these two could go together, but they don't have to if you don't want them to. I mean, it's entirely up to you.
I would not because of the limits on them, I think, for insurance purposes.
Doesn't
right?
matter. They're both the same.
Oh,
like,
okay.
What I'm saying is it's the same account. Doesn't matter how many accounts you have or if it's all in one.
Oh.
You're only insured up to a certain...
Only a certain amount anyway.
Anyways.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. If you...
Okay.
you, I'm asking. You tell me.
No, I don't care.
Okay. So that's it. 4.410. Perfect. That's all I got.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Can I enter executive session for personnel?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. The motion too.
Yes, I'll make a motion that the board extend the authority to Steve to advertise for a part-time, what would you call it, water treatment?
Water sewage treatment. Yeah.
Water sewage treatment facility, or however you want to word that. Over.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any other business?
Yes. So I sent out tried to send out copies of the emails I got from Bob Fletcher.
Yeah,
yes.
I saw that.
Okay. So anyway, we have a proposal for amendment number 5 to contract number 1, and the one thing that it did take care of was the situation for the what do we call that?
The prorated.
Yes.
That was the question you had asked, right?
Yeah, so in number 2, paragraph 3 of amendment number 4 is hereby amended to delete the words on a pro rata basis. And paragraph 4 of amendment is hereby amended to delete the words or applicable pro rata portion of the deposit when required based on the bond then outstanding. So that was the major sticking point where I wanted to make sure that that there always remained $400,000 in that account until we get to the final payment of the the bond. And I asked about the other two situations because there was another spot where the words irrevocably pledged, and the other was you know, the 30 days. They were supposed to have the check 30 days prior to the date of that it was due. And I think I forwarded Bob's comments about that, because I asked him. I said, so I think I mentioned it before, if we only got half of what we want, then we only release one more building, right?
Yes, I saw that.
And he didn't think that,
you know. No.
So anyway.
So I understood the argument for the second part, for the 30 days.
Yeah.
But I didn't understand his argument for
irrevocable. Well, what he said to me was that irrevocably pledged is, he said, it's nice to have in there. He said, but the fact of the matter is that if Jay Peak, even for one day, is late,
mm-hmm.
then we can go to the bank and we can request the bond payment. And then they have to, by this contract, replace that money immediately.
Yeah.
So he said, whether it's irrevocably pledged or not, this contract says that they have to make their payment, they have to make it on time, and if they don't make it on time, we can go to the bank and request that amount of money that they didn't send us, and we they're signing a contract that says that's the way it is.
Okay.
So that was what he basically what he said.
Okay.
Number one, I would love to get this thing done,
mm-hmm.
get the new account set up. So the signatures on it would be somebody from Jay Peak and Terry. So it's whoever the treasurer is for controlling the books, whether it's Jay or Troy. So that's going to be the signature from. And I had talked to Julie, and she gave me this paperwork, which we're probably going to have to. I mean, I sent this to Fletcher, and he theoretically sent it on to them. So we're going to have all this information for the bank's purposes to set up that new account. So I'm sure nothing's going to be easy, but I think that. The first thing that I have to do, I think, is sign this with a notary, and then get it back to them so that they can have their, I don't know if it's going to be Mark Fisher or whom, they're going to have to sign this new contract. So I guess I would need... I think you already gave me authorization at one point, but
you want it again?
I just want to make sure everybody's on board.
Do they know, Dave, that this is coming? Yes, because this has been a point of contention since they bought the bounty.
Lord knows this could take another 6 months.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
But trying to get signatures long distance anymore is we're having all kinds of fun with the contract. Over in Jay, and boy, if it isn't something that people really want to do, it just doesn't happen fast.
Yeah, but it's also the same fingers in the pie.
So
you want a motion to approve the new contract and to authorize you to sign it?
Yeah. Contract number 5. Yeah.
I'll make that a motion.
I can second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I'll get with Bob probably tomorrow. I think he's back from his vacation. And I think I might be able to steal some time tomorrow. I think that's all I had. I think we're just waiting now to hear our results from the tire drop. I think we only had one customer come in, or one client come in, one patron come in thinking that the tires were just free to drop.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, it's getting better.
It's got better, yeah.
Can I go to the bank and get money?
Yep.
Yeah.
And he came back.
And he came back.
Everybody that said they would come back
came back.
Maureen showed up with 7 tires, and she got there. She didn't read the time. She got there like right after 3, and everybody had left.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what day it was.
It was 2 minutes of, and we were like, okay, no one else is going to come. We might as well go. So we closed up the door like, good doobies. Closed the doors and ready to go. And sure enough, this pickup truck, and we're all looking. We're like, no way. And sure enough.
So we told him to come back Saturday. Right.
Yeah, that's where that came in.
He had a big.
He had a load full. No, that's Saturday. Be back here for 9.
They don't have anything to do on Saturday.
Did we record the end of that?
They're looking for stuff.
What?
Just after came out of executive session?
Yes. Yes, I turned it back on. Yes, it's on now.
Okay. I guess we're going to adjourn the.
Yes.
The sewer board meeting.
Motion to adjourn sewer board meeting.
Second.
Third. All in favor.